Welcome to the 92nd Navigator. I'm Joel Brooklyn. We're talking this week about ways you can start to cut spending. And what happens over time is we start to accumulate things and charges and a lifestyle. And very often, we don't ever take the time to go back and eliminate some of those things that we're paying for on a regular basis. And I mentioned on Monday the idea of subscription services and how much they bother me, because now I'm locking myself in every month to this expense that I may be using, but in some cases I may not be using. And the question is, do I really need it? And so as I start to go through line by line at all my expenses and say, okay, what is it that I can remove from this list? One of those things I really look closely at are subscriptions. And one of those subscriptions I came across, it showed up on my American Express statement a couple months back, and there's this recurring charge for a science kit that I'm completely unfamiliar with. So I asked my wife about it, and it turns out she signed my younger daughter up for this service that delivers a science-related learning toy each month. And I look at this thing, and I can't remember if it was $20 or $30, but you know, it was real money. And so I then approached my daughter, and I said, are you using these toys that are coming in? Are you learning from them? And she said, you know, I really don't do much with them. So at that point, I canceled the subscription. So there's, you know, $200 to $300 or even more that is back in my pocket as a result of this. But I just can't help to look at other subscriptions. You know, I have a subscription for a massage that I get, you know, so I guess it entitles me to a massage every month. And I notice that sometimes I'll go more than once a month, and oftentimes I'll go a couple of months before without getting one. And I'm not sure I really need the subscription. Will I pay a little bit more per massage without it? Yeah. But maybe I won't go as often. And maybe I can get into a service that maybe has higher quality in terms of the therapists than the group that I'm with right now. So I thought to myself, well, that really doesn't make a tremendous amount of sense. There was a HBO subscription that I had, and I've been a subscriber of HBO on and off for many years. But I realized something. I rarely sit down and watch a full two-hour movie. Do I really need this service? Knowing that I have Netflix and Amazon Prime and all these other things, and candidly, there's pay-per-view that's available through Amazon. There's pay-per-view that's available through my cable provider. So if I want to watch a movie, I can watch a movie, but I don't have this recurring fee hitting me every month, which I rarely use. So I would encourage you to start to look at things that you can eliminate. And I would start with those subscriptions, because they just eat away money month in and month out. You're paying for them whether you're using them or not. And if you start to eliminate some of those things, you put all kinds of money back in your pocket as a result. If you know of anyone that can benefit from hearing this episode, please send them a link and suggest that they subscribe. The link is joelbrookman.com, and from there they can click on other links to iTunes or Stitcher, or they can pull on the show. And if you haven't subscribed yourself, just go to iTunes, hit the subscribe button, and while you're there, if you'd be so kind as to write a review, that would be very much appreciated. Before we finish, let's take a moment and get centered. Take a deep breath in through your nose and out through your mouth. And in through your nose and out through your mouth. Rise above your daily challenges. Clear your mind. Use your inner wisdom to connect to a bigger picture. Join me tomorrow for another episode of the 92nd Navigator. We're going to talk about using negotiation tactics to reduce what you're paying for things on a monthly basis. But for today, take a look at those monthly bills that are coming in. Look particularly closely at the subscriptions and see where you can eliminate some things. You'd be surprised at those things you're paying for that you're probably not using.